Sog the Gemara, Daf Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph, the last line, by the two dots on the bottom. Omer Rabbe Barav Huna Kol Odom Sheyesh Bei Teure. Ve'ein Bo Yirash Shomayim. Daf Lamed Aleph, Omed Beis. Whoever has Teure and doesn't have Yirash Shomayim, the Gemara continues in the same vein. Doimel Le Gizbor Shemosel Lemavtechus HaPnimiyos. It's like a Gizbor. The treasurer who doesn't have access to the Mavtechus HaChitzonius. All he has is the inner keys. It's worthless.
So they gave him... This person in charge, they gave him the mafteches apnimis, they gave him the keys to the inner chamber, umafteches achitzonis lemosuloi, but they never gave him the keys how to get in from the outside. So what do I have from having the keys from the inside if I can't even get in from the outside gate? That means it's worthless. Same thing over here. Tori dad yirshamayim, it's like nothing. You don't have the maftech to get in the first place. Zog du mora, behei ayos, how could he enter?
It's not accessible.
Zog the Gemara, Machis Rabbi Yanai proclaimed and pronounced the following. Chaval al deles le'darto. It's a shame on a person that doesn't have a chotzer. V'tara le'darto ovid. And he makes a tara, a shar, for the chotzer. What are you making a shar for the chotzer if you don't have the chotzer, access to the chotzer? Same thing over here. Teru zad Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the chotzer. The pnimi. So again, either it's the pnimi, the first marshal, or the second, you have the pnimi, you have the mafteh chitzonis you don't have, or you have the...
You don't have the chotzer, but you have the gate for the chotzer.
So memela, it's something that doesn't really have a kiyum. Zog demar om rav yudah loy borah kodesh borah zolam ela kadesh yilom el fonav. The Eibush created the world only that we should be fearful of him. Shenemar, velakim osa shilom el fonav. So we see the great importance that's bestowed upon having Yirah Shamayim. Reb Simon and Reb Loza have a Yosef... Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Lozer were sitting. The Cholev Ozel, Rabbi Yanka Bar Acha. Rabbi Yanka Bar Acha passed by them. Omer lechad lechavrei. So one told another. Rabbi Simon and Rabbi Lozer were sitting, and Rabbi Yanka Bar Acha was a great Talmud Chacham, and Yerushalayim passed by. Omer lechad lechavrei. One of them said to another, Rabbi Simon to Rabbi Lozer, the other to Rabbi Lozer to Rabbi Simon. Neiko mikame de gover de chil chatoinu. Let's stand up for him because he's a person that is a great Yerushalayim. He's fearful of sins. Omale Idoch, so the other one said, you're standing up for him for that? Let's stand up for him and show him respect because he's a Talmud Chacham. So there was, each one gave a different reason why to stand up, because the Talmud Chacham are Yerushalayim. Omale, Amina Lachano, so he told him back after he said Talmud Chacham, so he said, I'm telling you, the governor Chil Chatoinu. I'm saying the reason is to stand up because he's a person that's a great Yerushalayim. The Amadli, at ba'uyinu, and you tell me he's a Talmud Chacham? I told you something greater. Yerushalayim is greater than being a Talmud Chacham. So we have a machlokes. What's greater, obviously? So Gemara time the Rabbi Yezu the Omer the Gover the Chil Chatoinu. We can prove and assume that Rabbi Yezu is the one that said that he's a person that's a great Yerushalayim. Why? The Omer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Elazar Ein La LaKadosh Baruch Hu by Lomel Yerushalayim Belvad. Rabbi Yechon said in the name of Rabbi Elazar that the Eibushter has in this world only Yerushalayim. So it must be he's the one that says that the greater thing is Yerushalayim. Gova de Chil Chatoinu. Shenema, how do we know that the Eibusha only has the most supreme thing in this world by the Eibusha is Yerushalayim? Shenema, it says, Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Alekech Hashol Mi'im Chokim Li'ira. What does Hashem want of us? Hashem wants Yerushalayim. Uksiv, and it says, Va'yoyim Elo Odom, Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chochmo. It says, Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chochmo. The Yiras Hashem, that is the Chochmah. Shekein Beloshin Yevoni, Koren La'achas Hein. And in Yevoni, in Greek, they call Achas is referred to as Hein. It doesn't mean stam mean that we're taking bring a raya from the Greek language, because really all languages emanated from Loshin Kodesh. Before the Chet of the Migdol, the Ebeshim, when he created all this Shim L'shoines. So Beloshin Yevoni, Koren La'achas Hein. So it says, that means Hein Achas Yiras Hashem Chochma. The most important thing that the Eibushter has, the Yechidahi, the only thing that the Eibushter has in this world, the most important thing is the Yira, the fact that it's Yiras Shamayim. So Rabbi Loza was the one that said the Gavra the Chil Chatoinu, because he holds that is what's the Hein. That's the one thing, the most supreme thing in this world. Zog the Gemara Dorish Rab Ula Maidich Siv, Altir Shaharbe. Do not be a great Rosha. So it seems to imply, Harbu deloy lirsha, ha ma'at lirsha, meaning don't be a big Rasha, but be a small Rasha. That's not so bad. What does that mean? Zogdemar, that's not what it means. Of course, don't be a small Rasha either. But rather what it means, elamisha ochas shum. If someone ate garlic, v'recha noidif, and he has a very bad breath because of the garlic, so yachsav yoichal shum, he should continue eating garlic? Of course not. Just because I had garlic once and I have a bad breath doesn't mean I should continue eating it. So the same thing over here. V'yerechav noidif, his breath should smell even worse. Same thing over here. Just because he did a avera doesn't mean now you fell in and now you have no choice. I got to continue doing averas. No. Altir shaharbe. Just because a person fell, that doesn't mean that he can't get up and do tshuva. Just because you're a Rasha doesn't mean that now you're stuck in this rut and you have to remain a Rasha and continue doing averas. Altir shaharbe. Not harbe udaloi. But ma'ad lirsha. No, we're just telling us, Musa, this is said, that just because you did an avera doesn't mean you have to continue doing averas.
Zog demar dogash rov v'barav ula. Maidich siv, ki ein chatzoivos lemoisam ubori ulam. Ki ein chatzoivos, chatzoivos is a lotion of being tied up. Ein chatzoivos lemoisam ubori ulam. That means, the pasuk of the pasuk is saying that there's no... Then the Rishoyim do not feel tied up because of the fact that a person is going to die. They feel very confident and healthy about themselves in this world, even though they know what's in store because of the averus they do. And that's how the Gemara explains the pasuk. Not enough that the Rishoyim are not fearful and scared and sad about the Yom HaMisa that's awaiting them, but they feel very, very confident and healthy and satiated. Their hearts are very overjoyed. Ku'ulam, like a big banquet hall. The banquet hall is wide and so that's how they feel. Their heart feels wide and open. They're very, very secure and confident in this world. This is the way of the Rishoyim. Ksil lomoi. Rishoyim know that the end is going to be, they're going to get Misa. V'yeshlem chelev al ksilom, al kislom. They have fats on top of their kidneys. The kidneys make a person think. They ignore what's in store for them. Not that they don't know. Zogmol Hashem atoyim ha-shikha imehen. Maybe tell me they don't know. Maybe they don't know what's in store. And that's why they do averus. They have no inkling. Zogmol says, no. Talmud lomim v'achrehen b'fiyem yirtzu sela. That's just they ignore. They actually talk about it. They talk about it in this world. Let's joy and be merryful because once we pass on, we're not going to be able to enjoy life anymore. So they know what's in store. And yet they still do the averus and they say, let's chaperein. This is the opposite of what it says in the Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara says, yaskel yom ha-misa. Person sees the Yetzirah is getting a hold of him, so he's yaskel yom ha-misa. That should persuade him not to do the averus. The Rishoyim is the opposite, the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, v'achem b'fiyam yitzu selo. They talk about it. Because by them, they talk about it and they're not at all concerned about what's ahead for them in the future. It's the opposite of yaskel yom ha-misa. And it's they have chelev al kislam. They have this, the fats, meaning it's not because they don't know what's in store. It's because they are ignoring the fact that what's in store for them, and they talk about what's going to be lost at Lavoi, but they still do their averus, and that is what the gather of the Rishoyim is. Now the Gemara goes back to the sugi that we had in the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Kechosal aner, kechosal Hashem, kechosal apsila, chayiv." The Mishnah started off, if someone extinguishes a ner because he's fearful of goyim or listim or ruach or choyla, so then he's potter. Because then, and the Gemara explained, by choyla it's even mutter. By pikuach nefesh, we're talking about choyla sheyesh basakona. However, kechos al aner, kechos al Hashem, kechos al psila, if you're only doing it to preserve the candle, to preserve the wick, to preserve the oil, so then you chayiv. And we explained, it's really going to be this Gemara now. We said, melocha sheni tzicha legufa. Even though I don't need the gufa melocha, Rabbi Yehuda holds yechayev. It's not the purpose of the melocha. Is I don't care about the candle being on in the first place. I want to preserve for next week. It's not like I want to extinguish because of the melocha of the positive act of extinguishing. I want it all because I want to preserve. So then it's called melocha sheni tzicha legufa yechayev. Rabbi Yossi poyte bekulam. Rabbi Yossi said, you put in all these cases. It might be osa, potah v'losa, but the preserving a candle or a wick or oil, your potah,
chutz min apsila, except for when you want to preserve the wick itself. Bimneishu ois apechom, because that's how you create charcoal. That's pashas melacha tzicha legufa. That's pshat is that the way the positive act of creating charcoal is by lighting and extinguishing. So mameila, it's called tzicha legufa. That is the gufa melacha of creating charcoal. That's one way of learning. We'll see soon the Gemara, but the machlokes in the Mishnah was that if you're doing it to preserve, then you are chayev. It's not like you're doing it for a choyla. And Rabbi Yosi says you're still potter, unless you're doing it for charcoal, which is the psila. Zog the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi commands svirale. We're trying to now to understand, attempt to understand, who is Rabbi Yosi hold like? Bishleim edereisha, you can tell me that Tanakama holds that melach shein etzich leguf is chayev. Kechos al aner, kechos al Hashem, kechos al psila yechayev. Melach shein etzich leguf is chayev. That's a Yehuda shita. Rabbi Yosi says you're potter, except for one of them. So my man of shech. Zog the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi commands svirale. Ik Rabbi Yehuda svirale. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that melach shein etzich leguf is chayev. So afilu behanach nami lechayev. He should be chayev for all of them. It says kechos al aner, kechos al Hashem, kechos al psila. All of the beginning ones, Rabbi Yosi is poter bekulon. If you hold like a Yehuda, Malach Shein Etzich Leguf is chayev. Why are you poter only by psila, only by one of them? So by all of them, you should be chayev. V'ik Reb Shimon Tzvirle, and if you hold like a Shimon, then Malach Shein Etzich Leguf is poter. So why is it only poter by the last one, by psila? It should be poter by all of them, by Shemen and Ner also. V'ik Reb Shimon Tzvirle, psila namili poter. If you hold like a Shimon, I'm sorry. If you hold like Reb Shimon told Malach Shein Etzich Leguf is poter. So why is it that chutz min apsila, that apsila yechayev? We said by all of them, Reb Shimon says you're poter. Reb Yosi says you're poter. Chutz min apsila, psila yechayev. If you hold like Reb Shimon, then psila should also be poter, because Malach Shein Etzich Leguf is poter. Even by the preserving of the wick, it should be poter. You're not doing it for the guf Malach. The Gemara right now understands. So who does Rabbi Yosi hold like? If he holds like a Yehuda, then all of them should be chayiv, even the Shemen and the Ner. And if he holds like a Shimon, then all of them should be potter, even by Psila. Oma Ula, the Gemara gives two terutzim. Oma Ula, the first teretz is as follows. La'olam ker b'Yehuda svirle. Not like we said before. The Gemara is saying now, really, Rabbi Yosi holds like a Yehuda. That means melacha shein etzich legufa is chayiv. V'kosava Rabbi Yosi, a new din. Soiser amanas livnois bim koimo yave soiser. Amanas livnois shaloi bim koimo. Soiser amanas livnois bim koimo yave soiser. Amanas livnois shaloi bim koimo yave soiser. The Gemara is saying as follows. True, when it comes to the din of melacha shein etzich legufa, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And really, it should be chayiv. So, why a potter? Why a potter by Shemen and by Ner? The answer is as follows. We're not discussing the melacha shein etzich legufa, the melacha of kibui. We're discussing every kibui, every time you extinguish something, you're also destroying. Soiser. Soiser means destructive. Destructive. Just like you're not allowed to be boine, you're not allowed to build, you're not allowed to be soiser either. But destroying a binyan, we learn out from the Mishkan, it has to be conditional only with the intent to rebuild. Just like the moichik, just like a racing has to be amanas lichtav in order to write. In the Mishkan, they raced and then they wrote. So too, in the Mishkan, they took down the Mishkan and they rebuilt it on a different spot. So they rebuilt. So every soisa has to be amnas livnois. So we're looking at the extinguishing as a melacha of soisa. So now, when it comes to the shemen, when it comes to the ner, when it comes to the ner, the candle itself, the shemen, the oil. So even though you want to look at it as soisa, but the fact that you want to preserve the shemen only, but the wick, for all practical purposes, you don't want to preserve. You just want to preserve the oil. That means the wick, you're going to light another wick. You want to preserve the oil in order to relight it next week. But the wick, you're going to use a new one. You're not looking to preserve the wick. The wick goes in the garbage. So that's considered you destroyed, you were soisa. Amanas livnois with the condition to rebuild. Shaloi bim koimoi. Because the wick is a new wick. I'm not looking to preserve the wick. I'm only looking to preserve the ner. I'm only looking to preserve the shemen. So by those two cases, it's considered soiser, destructive, amanas livnois shaloi bim koimoi, because I'm only preserving the oil, but everything else is in the garbage. So when I relight, when I reuse the oil, I'm reusing it with a new wick. That's considered like with condition to rebuild, but not in the same spot. You're only chayv. The Gemara is going to ask soon. The Mishkan itself was built shaloi b'mkoymoi. But we're assuming right now, destroying destructive and destructive act, stira, amanas livnois, has to be b'mkoymoi, in the same spot. So once you're using a new wick, because you're not looking to preserve the wick in the tzad of only to preserve the shemen, so then we look at it as you relit, you rebuilt, but in a different spot. Because a new wick is like a new area, a new spot. So soysa amanas livnoi shaloi b'mkoymoi is not called soysa. So that's why by all of them you're potter. Chos al haner, chos al hashemen. True, I hold like a Yehuda. M'loch shein tzik guf is chayev. But mitzat soysa, it's soysa amanas livnoi shaloi b'mkoymoi. So that's why you are going to be potter. However, when it comes to the wick, if you're preserving the wick, so then I took this wick, I blew out the candle because I want to preserve this wick, and I relight the wick. So that's considered like I rebuilt in the same spot that I destroyed. That's called sois amanas livnois. I destroyed with the condition to rebuild bimkoimoi, because it's the same wick. By the other ones, I preserved the oil and I relit it with a new wick because I didn't care about the wick. The wick went in the garbage. Even if I kept it, but it's irrelevant. That wasn't my intent. So it's got considered sois amanas livnois shaloi bimkoimoi. So you're not chai for stira. But chutz min apsila, because you want to preserve the wick, so when you relight it now, it's like stira amanas livnois bimkoimoi. We look at the act of extinguishing and relighting as stira amanas livnois.
It's nothing to do with the charcoal. We talked about charcoal before.
The Gemara is going to explain. So what does pecham come into the picture at all? The Gemara is going to explain what that means. So the Gemara, that's why the Gemara doesn't like this terrace. The Gemara is going to like the next terrace better. But right now, that's how the Gemara understands. It's a sugi of soy samaras livnois. So the Gemara. So again, lo oilam kab yudas filale. Ula answers Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Vekasova Rabbi Yosi soy samaras livnois bimkoyim avisoysa. Amanas livnois shaloi bimkoyim lo avisoysa. So now Rabbi asks the name. Omale Rabbi, michdi kol melachas yafin lo mi mishkan. Where do we learn the whole melachas from? The whole melach of soy is learned that from the mishkan. The whole soysa, the destroying, the act of destruction of taking down the Mishkan was with the intent of rebuilding, not in the same spot. Hashem said, take down, rest over here. And then he said, Yisu, Api Hashem Yisu, travel again. So that means they had to take it down and they rebuilt it. But it was always in a different spot because they were boin amanas, soysa amanas, livnoi shaloi b'mkoymoi. They rebuilt in a different spot. They traveled and they rebuilt in a new spot. They took it apart when they traveled, and then they rebuilt. So it was amanas. So the whole makar is shaloi b'mkoymoi from the Mishkan. Answer the Gemara: no, really, soisa amanas livnois has to be b'mkoymoi. Are you asking me in the Mishkan it was not like that? Omale shiny hosom came in the chesiv al pi Hashem yachnu. Since it says in the Torah that they traveled was al pi Hashem based on Hashem's command. Kesoisa amanas livnois b'mkoymoi domi. It's considered like soisa amanas livnois b'mkoymoi. It's considered like it's b'mkoymoi because a few pshatim brought over here. One pshat is because the whole world is Hashem's. So if you're doing it based on the command of Hashem, that's considered b'mkoymoi. The makom of Hashem al pi Hashem yachnu is b'mkoymoi. True, usually you have to have soisa amanas livnois b'mkoymoi, and shaloi b'mkoymoi is potter. The Mishkan was Shalom Bimkoimai? No, the Mishkan is called Bimkoimai, because Al-Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisu, that's called Bimkoimai. That's called the Makom of the Eibishter. Another pshat I saw brought down is in the Midbar, they were like Kasheyisa Umenes Ayoinik. So a child doesn't have a Makom, an infant. An infant is wherever the mother holds him. There's no set place for an infant. Wherever the mother is, that's Mekoimoi. So since Hashem carried us in the Midbar for 40 years, that's considered Bimkoimoi. So wherever we traveled, wherever we were, that's called Bimkoimoi. That's the Hagdama of the Granat. In his Hagdama, in the Sefer, he brings this Pshat, Al-Pidrush. Another Pshat brought down is that Rabbeinu Chananel brings over here, by me, it's on the first white line, Al-Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisu, he says, Hashem did not tell them where they're going. It's possible he told them, Yachanu, but park yourself over here again. He didn't say where they're going to stop. So since it was unpredictable where they're going to be, so it's every soysa was amanas livnos bimkoimoi. Possibly Hashem would have said, travel, but you know what? Stop right over here. So it's bimkoimoi. It's possible that so the stira was with the intent of bimkoimoi, because possibly Hashem would have said, stop right over here. So every stira, even the Mishkan, was considered bimkoimoi. So the point is, al pi Hashem, there's no such thing as shaloi b'mkoymoi. So there's no kasha from the Mishkan. Now, zok di gemara, shani os misi al pi Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan gives another teretz to the original kasha. Who does Rabbi Yossi hold like? Does he hold like a Yehuda? So the first teretz was, Ula was, Rabbi Yossi holds like a Yehuda, but it's a sugi of sois amanas livnois, and only by the wicked is considered b'mkoymoi, the maisis tira. Rabbi Yochanan amar lo oilam kev shimit tzvilei. Really, he holds like a Pshimon. This is what we alluded to when we learned the Mishnah. Really, he holds like a Pshimon. That means Loch Hashem Yitzich Legufa is Potter. So, why are you not Potter by the Psila? Umayishno Psila, why is the Psila Chayev? Except for the Psila Yichayev. Lechoyitz Meloch Hashem Yitzich Legufa, like the Shemen. Zagmo Kutom Ravam Nuna. Vitem Ravada Ba'ava. Hocho Bepsila Shetzorich Lahava Vaskinon. We're talking about a Psila, a wick that needs to be singed. So, the Bahi, I feel Rabbi Shimon Moida, the Komesakin Mona. Rabbi Shimon also agrees, meaning, when it comes to the Shemen, when you extinguish the candle, the light, because you want to preserve the Shemen, the oil. So that's called the Melocha Shenitzich Legufa. On my part, for all practical purposes, I don't need the light to be on in the first place. I'm not extinguishing for a positive act if it wouldn't have been on in the first place, I would have been even happier. I have the Shemen to preserve it for next week. I don't need to extinguish for the act of, the positive, constructive act of extinguishing. That's not my intent. When it comes to the Psila, that is your intent. Because the Psila needs, the wick needs to be singed. So how do you singe a wick? By lighting and extinguishing. So the extinguishing is a melacha shetzich legufa. Even according to Reb Shimon, the melacha shetzich legufa is potter. But the extinguishing of the wick itself is tzich legufa. So the morgah, I feel Reb Shimon is moided, yeah, you're misakin mona. Here, this is the deek that you were asking. It says shu oise pechom, veloy ketonim bnei shenase pechom, shma mino. Meaning the Mishnah says, Reb Shimon agrees by psila, bnei shu oise pechom. So if the reason is, like we're saying now, Reb Yochanan stare that he holds like Reb Shimon, and it's called melacha shetzich legufa, is because it says bnei shu oise pechom. It's tzich legufa, why? Because you are making pechom, you're making charcoal. That's called melacha shetzich legufa. Extinguishing a psila is called tzich legufa because that's how you make charcoal. According to the first teretz of the Gemara, so it's shver. Why? The first teretz of the Gemara was sois amanas livnois. That was the whole teretz. You're destroying amanas livnois, and by the psila, it's considered amanas livnois bimkoimoi. Why is amanas livnois bimkoimoi? Because since you're preserving the same wick, so it's not considered a new candle in a new place. It's in the same place. So then the answer should have been bibnation nasis pechom. The reason why you're chayev is because it's nasis pechom. It was made into pechom, meaning it was constructed again in the same place. It was nasis pechom. Not neshu oise pechom. It's not because you're oise. It should have been mishu nasis pechom. Zog Rashi. Shu oise pechom shu miskaven mamesh lo asoiso kemim pram achshov. Alma bekibu yatzoch legufoi. That's called melacha tzich legufoi. Velokatone shen nasis pechom itchilosoi. Shehuvava. The nimtze loima taime mishum de bas binyinu. The vart is because it's considered soisa manas livnos bimkoimoi. The ika binyan b'mokum stira mashenka b'shemen v'ned le'shach b'binyan v'stira. By the psila, you want to say it's different than the shemen, because the shemen is not called soisa manas livnos bimkoimoi. But the psila is called soisa manas livnos bimkoimoi. Then it should have said the difference is b'nei shenasis pechom. We're differentiating between the psila and the shemen. The psila is called soisa manas livnos bimkoimoi because it's nasis pechom. Lafuke de shemen. It don't say that. It says neshu oisa. It's the positive act. It's called melachas tzich legufa. I'm oisa pechom. So that's called melachas tzich legufa. So it's a raya like the teretz of Rabbi Yochanan. That the reason why Rabbi Shimon agrees by psila that yichayev is because that's called tzich legufa neshu oisa pechom. And not like ulas teretz, which the whole word is that it's sois amanas livnois bimkoimoi, and that's why psila is chayiv, because it's just sois amanas livnois bimkoimoi. If that's the teretz, then it should have said bimnation nasis pechom, because it's sois amanas livnois bimkoimoi. Lafuke de shemen, where it would not be considered sois amanas livnois bimkoimoi, so shma mino, like the teretz of Rabbi Yochanan. Now there's quite a few yesodis in the Rishonim over here, like Avim Locha she'en etzicha legufa. Rashi says that in the Dima Maschil, afila psila nami liftar, the chasal apsila nami ain't a tzicha melocha legufa. If you hold like a pshimen in the Gemara's kasha, then melocha ain't a tzicha legufa is potter, then by psila should also be potter.
Why is it not called tzicha legufa? The melacha hainu kibui. The melacha is the extinguishing. The kibui atzmei and it's tzorchloi. I don't need the extinguishing. Dim loy huva rami oilam havenichalei. If it wouldn't have been on in the first place, I would have been even happier. I would have had the psila as a whole psila that wouldn't have been lit at all. So Rashi's learning the ene tzicha legufa is dim loy huva rami oilam havenichalei. That's why the Gemara called it originally melacha ene tzicha legufa. That's how Rashi's Rashi is. Melacha ene tzicha legufa means I did not want this malach in the first place. Tosis, later on in Daf Tzadi Dalet, learns that the Varta Malach Shein Tzich Legufa is that it's not the way it was in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, the Maise Kibui was in order to make Pechom. So it's Ena Tzich Legufa. If it's not in order to make Pechom, then it's not considered Tzich Legufa. You have to have like it was in the Mishkan. Not in order to preserve. The Ena Tzich Legufa is because it's not like it was in the Mishkan. Another yisoy the Achrayim Amidayik from Rashi, the Bamaskel Loilim Kreb Yudasvirle, that we said that soy samanas livnois, the reason why you have to have soy samanas livnois, the reason why I need the soy samanas livnois bim koimoi, is in order that it should not be mekalkel. Zot Rashi, kol mekalkel the Shabbos have a potter. Every time you mekalkel, when you extinguish, you're being mekalkel, you're being soysa. So you should be potter. The lav hainim lechs machsheves. V'soysa detnam ba'oz melochas demchayiv. When are you chayiv by soysa? That's only soysa amanas livnois. Only when you're destroying in order to rebuild. V'eini yochel livnois elim ken soysroi. You only can rebuild if you first destroy. V'hashalav kilkelu. So the amanas livnois makes it that it's not kilkel. V'etzem kilkel mekalkel b'shabbos will be potter. The only reason why you chayiv by soysa is because the soysa amanas livnois makes it that it's not mekalkel. So it seems to imply from this Rashi, the only reason you need amanas livnois is in order that it shouldn't be mekalkel. Because if it's not amanas livnois, then the soysa is mekalkel. What about if, let's say, the maisa stira would be a tikkun itself? I'm tearing something because I need the shirt to be wider. So over there, the stira is not a kilkel. So maybe over there, you don't need amanas litvar. Let's say you're erasing something, you're moichik, because you want to erase something that you owe someone money. So over there, the erasing is the tikkun itself. So maybe over there, you do not need amanas lichtoiv. The same thing by sois without amanas livnois, if the stira itself is a tikkun. L'chayra, some achrayim want to say, the Gilui Nashas later in Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, in the Gilui Nashas brings over the under Tosis, that you only need amanas when it's be'etzem a kilkul, but by a tikkun, you would not need amanas. Rashi over here seems to imply to know that the reason you need amanas, because that makes it gufa, that it's not a kilkul. Every soyser needs an amanas in order that it shouldn't be a kilkul. But if let's say this steer would be a tikkun, maybe you would not need, from Rashi it seems to imply, you always need the amanas in order that it shouldn't be a kilkel. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah al Sholosh Averes Noshim Meses B'Shas Leidoson, the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis.